find these. Okay, I think we're all set. This is Jude Carson, and I'm speaking with Doug Henderson, a former resident of Fairvale. It is February 9th, 2010. Well, Doug, let's go way back to the beginning, because I have these maps here from your family. Tell me when your family came here.
I have no idea. I must have been a great-grandfather.
Okay.
I think the property was originally a grant.
One of the grants?
Yes, because I had... When my father died, we divided up the property, and excuse me, and I took part of it, and my brother took part, so, mm-hmm. so I had to get it surveyed and whatnot.
Right. Uh-huh.
And the guy came up with the idea that it was originally way back. It was quite extensive property originally, but they gradually sold off bits and pieces of it.
So where exactly was your property in Fairvale?
It'd be about maybe a quarter of a mile above the underpass. Is that
a quarter of a mile above it?
So towards Gondola Point.
Okay. Yeah.
No, more Gondola Point.
So what road are we talking? Shipyard or
no? No, Shipyard's a side road.
Yeah.
Would that be the Gondola Point Road?
Yes. Yeah.
I guess
so.
Yeah. So
it'd be along the Gondola Point Road. Yeah. Yeah.
I think there's a little bit of a housing development on that particular piece of property right now.
So, but you grew up there in Fairvale,
yes.
You say?
It was a farm. That's what it was originally.
A working farm?
Yes.
What do you remember about it?
Cows and horses and chickens, and we had foxes early on.
You did too, like the Fox Farm?
Yes,
up here.
Yes, the
really?
Fox Farm Road,
right
on.
Yeah, exactly.
Never made a lot of money, but it was a farm, you know. My father also, it was a carpenter, so it was I don't know which was the part-time job, one or the other, so.
Wow, he must have been busy.
He certainly was.
When
I first remember early on, we didn't have electricity that far out even, which to me isn't that long ago, but.
So, okay, early on. Can you give me even a rough...
Well, probably would have been in the 30s.
Really? Okay.
My birthday is in 1930, so...
Okay.
So it would be in the 30s.
Really?
Which, you know, it seems so strange to, you know, now, but...
Do you know when it came?
I think probably... I'm thinking maybe in the... 37, 38, somewhere along there, perhaps.
Right, yeah.
I'm sure they had power in Rossay.
Yes.
But they were a little more affluent than we were. So.
Well, yeah. Some of the people that were responsible for the power,
yeah,
I guess, lived
right,
there.
That's right.
And what about the phone service? Can you remember that at all?
That would have come later. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not sure. I'm not really sure.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
I'm not good on dates.
No, that's okay. Even approximates are good because it gives people...
I'm thinking that would have probably been in roughly the same time, no doubt.
Probably, yeah.
You couldn't really have one without the other, so...
But when you say, okay, it was a farm, what would be around that area? Like, was it other farms?
More farms, yeah.
Really?
We were probably the first one going out towards Gondola Point. It's a farm. The rest were all... individual houses with, you know, a normal lot sort of thing.
Right. Beyond, you mean? Beyond you or before you?
Beyond,
towards Gondola Point?
Yes,
yeah, okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Mostly, a lot of farms.
Okay.
Quite large farms, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Saunders and Roberts, they had a dairy.
That's right.
Farm, the Robertses.
Yeah.
No, that was it. And there were, you know, other, on just on one side of the road, the river was on the other side, so there wasn't much room for anything. But and there was a farm over on Long Island.
That's right. I know. It's beautiful. Mm. Have you seen the book?
No. I knew.
There's some lovely pictures.
I knew.
Ardith,
or not was her name, Ardith, but Breen was the names of the people.
Right.
Mortimer Breen.
Right,
can't think of his daughter's name, but
yeah.
I remember he used to bring her to school on with a boat, you know.
Isn't that something? Yeah.
In the summertime.
Yeah, yeah. So, but you went to school there too, didn't you?
In Rossay,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So
we all did.
Yeah, everybody went to Rossay.
Yes,
that
was
time.
It.
Yeah.
You know, from quiz bams. This ran forth the whole.
Yeah, so, yeah, because there were originally schools in the various communities, but they all eventually ended up in Rosse.
Could have been. That was before my time, certainly.
Before your time, yeah. So did you spend most of your time growing up in the Fairvale area?
Oh, yes.
What do you remember about it as a young person? Like, for example, the river, you know, any activities?
Oh, yes, always on the river with ice boats in the wintertime and sailboats in the summer.
Now, when you say that, where would they be? Like, where would you launch them, or where would you put them in?
Well, actually, our property went right to the river, so
wonderful.
It was all part of the deal. But no, there was a road called the Cameron Road, and the Shipyard Road. So it was mostly the Cameron Road where we'd go down.
Mm-hmm.
But we would also go right down through our property to
right.
the, I think it's West Beach Estates or something now.
Yes, yeah.
That was my brother got that property, which was the most expensive one. So.
It wasn't stupid.
No. Anyway.
So would you actually have a sailboat or?
No, we didn't. Like I say, we weren't that affluent sort of thing.
Right, yeah.
But did have a nice boat in the wintertime. But
now who would use that? You and your brother?
Yes. And we, there was two or three or four right around there.
Really?
And homemade sort of things.
Well, seems to be more common then. You know, like you don't see it very often today.
No, well, of course, you had to make your own.
Yes, yeah.
Amusement pretty much those days. So.
Yeah, yeah.
And there were quite a lot of young people in the area.
Yes.
I don't know whether there's as many as there is now, but probably is, but... and everything sort of revolved around school as well because everybody went to the same school, so.
That's right, yeah.
So you knew everybody, let's put it that way.
Yeah, in a way it was more like one community then than it is now. Because
much
much
right, more so, right, because, I mean, like one of my best friends was Billy McGuire here. And, I mean, we sort of started in grade one together and went... all the way through.
Is that right? Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know him, but he sounded like a really nice man. Mm. Yeah.
No, I was going to. Of course, you're not doing Renforth or anything, but
yes,
Betty McGuire
right.
would be quite a good one too.
Already spoke to her.
I'm late.
No, see, you're right. You could be my assistant. Yeah. Because we are doing Renforth as well. You see, because that's now part of Rosse. So
oh, that's right too.
That's
I forgot.
Renforth, East Riverside, Kingshurst. Fairvale, Wells / French Village and Rosse. So you see, you're covering quite a wide area.
Yes, gosh, yes, I remember. Yeah. Well, I'll just tell you a little story.
I love stories.
When you would have known Arthur Miller, no doubt.
I know, certainly, yes.
Well, Art had an old horse, and it was in the wintertime, I remember, and it died. And it was frozen stiff, and he wanted to get it out of the barn, so he called up and asked if we could come over, my brother or me, with a little tractor. We had a tractor, farm tractor, of course, and tow it out of the barn.
Okay, now just to stop, you don't lose your place. Where was the barn? Where was Arthur Miller?
It was right next to the, you know where their house, their old house is on Hampton Road.
No, see, I don't know that, but I only know the one on Grove Road, so where would it be? Yeah. Back from the road there?
Do you know Henderson Park, that little street or Henderson?
Yes, yeah.
Just above that a little ways.
Okay, yeah.
That was named after my cousin,
so,
by the way.
So close to you then, yeah, okay.
On the right-hand side going towards the Mar Road.
Okay.
That was the homestead of the Millers.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so the horse was in the barn.
Right.
And so we had to saw a little piece out of the bottom of the barn to get the horse out. We should have sawed the horse. I don't know why we didn't. But anyway.
Oh.
Anyway. So I remember we towed him up back. I guess it would be Highland Avenue, maybe now. There weren't any houses there in the winter and just left the horse there.
Really?
And I was always going to say Art used to have all these little... I call them picnics, but every summer he would have the thing at the house there, you know.
Yes, yeah.
I was always going to go and say, listen, you never ever paid me for that job I did. Funny, he was a great fella.
Yeah.
Arthur was.
Well, tell me about them, because the Miller family are very, it's very hard to get them to talk about themselves. They're very modest.
I remember Arthur in school. I don't know whether he ever finished school or not. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Jordan ever did. Jigs.
Yeah, didn't stop them.
No, surely didn't.
Yeah.
No. But Arthur's the one I know best.
Uh-huh.
And some of the girls.
Excuse me. Mm-hmm.
But I always remember this little deal with the horse.
Yes, yeah. So Arthur, now, was he similar in age to you? Did you go to
school? No, he would have been older.
Okay.
Art would have been probably maybe 4 years older.
Oh, okay.
Then my brother was 6 years older. They would probably have been about the same.
Okay.
In the same range, somewhere or other.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Arthur was in the services. He was a little too young, perhaps, to do that. So.
Yeah.
All his brothers were.
Yes.
I know, but.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Did you know Harry at all?
Oh yes, yes. Mm-hmm. No, not well, because he was older too.
Mm-hmm.
But he used
did
to,
you know him when he was the...
Oh, certainly did.
Did you have any run-ins?
Well, we just one time. Well, Netherwood was a great place for kids to go on Halloween night, you know, naturally. Boys.
Yes.
And I remember him chasing us out of there a few times and on Halloween night. But I remember early on when I don't think the town could even afford a car. And he was sort of doing it on foot, you know. He was the one then.
Can you imagine?
Law enforcement, for sure. but an honest, fair fellow, though.
That's what I understand.
You know, he would never. And he married a girl from Holland, I guess it was.
Yes. Yeah. And his family's still around.
Yeah, his daughter married Jim. What's his name? The drugstore.
Hutton,
there.
Is it? Or, yes. Yes, I know who you mean. Yeah.
I can't think of his name, but.
Yeah. Small world, isn't it? Did I understand that you worked for Arthur's father?
No.
Oh, where did I get that? He made pipes.
Yeah, they did it in their basement there.
Yeah.
And they used to sell it at the Emerson Fisher someplace in
the
hardware store. Yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember being down in the basement there one day. Maybe it was the same day with the horse. I'm not sure, but it wasn't that big a house, and there were a lot of Millers. I don't know how many actually there were.
Yes.
But there was five or six girls in the family.
Really?
Anyway, I think maybe just four or five,
yeah,
but it's a lot.
Yeah.
And then all the brothers, and it was a bunch.
So Fairvale, like you say, you lived in Fairvale, but sort of the activities, or a lot of the activities, were in Rothsay. Like what?
Well, they had the rink there, and
the outdoor rink.
Yeah, that was the only rink we had.
Really, on the common.
Yes, that's where we would play. You know, in those days, the schools like Rothsay and Hampton and Sussex was a regular thing, and we played.
Intermural, that would be
college,
right. Yeah.
And the same thing with soccer in the fall, and the play of the area was there. The,
right.
the field.
In the commons, was it?
No, it was right behind the school. Of course, the school was one little building then.
That's right, yeah. Yes.
It was all playground.
Yeah.
That's where we played the soccer games, right there.
Yeah. Do you remember when the school got the gym? Was that when they added on to it? I know they added on.
Yeah, it must have been. Because there was a room down there, but it wasn't a gym or anything.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a... And we went from 1 to 11. That was the deal. And I think there was about only 16 of us graduated the year.
Really small. Yeah.
It wasn't a far cry from...
From all the communities, too.
From everywhere.
That's
right.
Something.
So you can see there weren't that many people living here.
No, exactly. Yeah, it certainly changed.
Yes, it has, which is a good thing, I guess.
Yes, yeah.
But, you know, in those days there were so few people, you knew everybody pretty much.
That's right, which is a nice thing.
Mm.
Yeah.
It was. And you know, although Rossi was the, I don't know what you'd call it, really, the capital of the of the area sort of thing, but And it was a bit strange those days, whereby the kids that would start off in the regular school, would maybe go to grade 5 or something like that, and then the affluent ones would head off to RCS or Netherwood,
right.
And the rest of us would be still there.
Right.
In the
yeah.
And then I remember there were a few English kids turned up there. Maybe that would be in one of the earlier books or something. Rather.
Yes, well, in the interviews, because
it was a family of Harriets. I remember two or three boys that came, and I think some of them are still around here. The
Harriet?
Harriet, yeah.
Now, would you know how to spell that?
H-E-R-R-I-O-T, I think.
Mm-hmm. So, and somebody stayed?
Yeah, I think they did. I remember one of them stayed with the Shadow Lawn.
Right.
There was a family named Fleming.
Yes, yes.
I remember Holly Fleming. She was the same age as me, because she was in my class.
Oh, okay.
Pretty girl, too. I remember that. So. But and one of them went to stay with that family.
Okay.
I remember that.
Yeah.
And I think there's one fellow, because I've heard the name around since, in various, occasions or something, rather. I know very well it must be the same.
No, that's interesting, because I have heard of children that came over, but and who came back to visit, but not that stayed. So I'll ask around too.
Yeah, I know. I could be all.
No. Now listen, history is whatever people remember.
That's the story they say, isn't it?
Yeah.
History is only as good as the historian.
Seriously. Do you remember what it was like here during the war? Did they have blackouts?
Oh yes, yes. I remember my father was an air raid warden or something, it was pretty black anyway.
Right.
You,
there
you
wouldn't
know?
Be streetlights.
No.
No.
Well, I guess there were.
Ross,
they probably streetlights
okay.
had to be.
Mm-hmm.
But up where I live, there certainly weren't any
okay.
streetlights.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't any big deal to make
wasn't
it dark.
It wasn't a hard job to make it dark.
No. But no, outside of that, things didn't change all that much, except...
Right.
Except all the young men left, sort of thing. And,
yes. Yeah. Do you remember any names? Like, we're not in the book. We're not putting lists of names, but we do want to mention a few from each community. And I think we have one from Fairvale. Do you remember any names? Well, no. Of course, they're the Millers. But do you remember any people who went?
Oh, there were Roberts's. There was three guys anyway.
Three Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know first names?
David, Stuart, and call him Ernie, but I guess it must have been Ernest, no doubt.
Stuart, S-T-U-A or E-W?
I think E-W. I'm not certain about that.
Yeah. Okay, Roberts. Good. There seemed to be a lot of families that went.
Everybody
of an age.
Then there was Smith's.
Roden Smith, I think he's one.
Yeah. All these guys actually live in Gondola Point.
Okay.
Tom. I know one guy was shot down. He was in the Air Force, and I remember that story. And he had a couple of brothers that were there too. So.
Mm-hmm. Lots of families.
Oh, there were. There were a lot.
Do you remember after the war what it was like? What was it, were there hard times, or was it?
No, actually, I think it was fairly good after the war. The 30s were the dirty 30s, they call it.
Right.
Well, I guess that's,
sorry, I've got it backwards. That's right. That's the time I was thinking between the wars. Yeah. You were probably too young to really appreciate
it. Yeah, that's right. And unless you were involved in... The business world of some sort, you wouldn't notice it because you went to the barn and got the milk and the eggs and stuff, so it didn't, nothing changed.
It didn't affect you, yes.
There was lots of food on the table all the time, so you don't get those depressions like you do if you're involved in the stock market or whatever,
Right.
So it didn't change very much. But after, I think, late 30s and early 40s, things started to get going again.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that was when the war started,
exactly,
too. So.
Exactly. It took that to get things going again.
And it's a shame that you have to have a war to get...
Isn't it? But it does seem to be the case. So have you basically lived there, well, you know, for a good part of your life? Did you stay in there?
No, probably until I was 20,
okay,
give or take.
Mm-hmm.
And then... No, we used to travel back and forth. My first job was with the Red Rose Tea. So
oh, really?
We would go on the train.
Uh-huh. That was convenient.
It sure was.
Yeah, yeah, I often wish they had it back, really. Yeah.
Yeah, and there used to be an odd few people get on at Renforth, I remember.
Yes, yeah.
I was just talking to a fellow the other day. We were talking, we were sort of reminiscing about there was a group of Indians just lived up the track a little ways from... where we were, and there was one guy lived on our property, as a matter of fact, but anyway, but the most of them lived up on the other side and just across the railroad.
Okay, now where? Because I know there was a group who lived in Rosse proper, like Rosse Park, down there apparently. So where are you talking about?
There was a Fairvale station,
right?
A train station,
right
at the underpass,
right. Okay.
And they lived towards Ritchie Lake.
Okay.
Up that way.
Okay. So they seemed to congregate near the stations. There
was a little
brook
ran through there. Keys Brook, it's called. But anyway, the sort of the matriarch of the group, her name was Nellie Francis. I remember.
Okay, Nellie got around then.
Yes, she did.
Because she was mentioned in Ross.
I dare say, yeah,
yeah
I dare say.
Yeah.
But anyway, they would bring all their baskets on Friday mornings and get on the train with them and take them into the market.
And yeah, sell them in there.
Yeah, I always remember that. Yeah, she was quite a girl. I mean, she was much older than I was. I was just a youngster, but
right.
I remember seeing her around lots of times.
Yeah. But you don't know how long they stayed here.
Well, it must have been quite a while. Because I guess it must have been 20 years that I can think of, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because people don't seem to remember when they just sort of
appear and disappear. Yeah, of course, there weren't any so-called reservations those days or whatever they are.
No.
So they lived wherever, I guess.
Yeah.
And, you know, from time to time, there'd be different ones just arrive sort of thing, you'd see.
Yeah.
And I don't think they ever went to school, any kids or anything like that. There weren't that many, but...
I think there was... I know there was one mentioned. Dick Steele mentioned a young chap in his class in school, grade 3, I think, teaching him the facts of life.
There was one fella used to... There was a ball field right just that abutted our property.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to have quite a... ball team there, and one guy was an Indian that played with them. I think his name was Frankie Francis, is who he was. Great ball player he was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
might have been the same guy that
maybe.
Which Steele was it? You were
Dick Steele. Dick, there's well a lot of Steele boys.
Snake, we used to call him. I think Snake was his nickname. I think
really.
Yeah, there was 6 or 7 brothers, George and Tom and
Joe, John.
I remember there was one guy, I used to play on the hockey team, the Rosse Royals, and there was one guy, he was in the Navy, and it was during the war.
Okay.
I remember he had a big beard, I don't know which one he was.
That would be Dick.
Yeah, could have been.
Because he was in the Navy, and he became a career Navy person.
Yeah, but I remember he must have been home on leave or something or other, and he came and played with us anyway. And he was fearless. I remember we would drop down right in front of guys, you know, with like they do it now, but we didn't do it. But I thought, holy, knows what. But he was a big guy with a big beard. I remember that.
Now, why would you? How come you played on the Rosse team if you were from Fairvale?
Oh, well, I shouldn't say it, but I was fairly good. That's
okay.
That's why.
That's fine. That's good. Okay.
You know, it was Rory Grant. And, I mean, I know Rory or not, but...
Oh, yes.
McGregor.
Can't track him down.
Is that
right? Can't hold him down.
Is that right?
For an interview.
yeah, I know Rory quite well.
Uh-huh.
And it was but that was a good thing about Rossi too, like Art and Jiggs or Jordan. You know, every year it came time to get the hockey team going. We had to get sweaters and stuff, you know. So,
right.
So Jordan was a great guy. He'd say, "Well, let's go," and we'd just go house to house, and he seemed to know everybody. Yeah, he'd go to McAvity's and who else is right around there? Stars.
And how old would he have been at that time?
Well, it would have been. I don't know. He probably would have been 20 something or other.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know.
So what, he collect money from people for
the
sweaters?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he used to run the little rink.
That's right. Yes.
Jordan did.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Oh well, that's nice. So you had the sweaters and everything.
Yeah, yeah. And I remember another little story, but you probably wouldn't want to put it in your book, but. Like Campbell Mackay had that big brick place up there.
Right.
And he was kind of a hobby farmer, you know, with his Jersey cows and stuff. And he had houses there for the herdsmen and this and that and the other thing. But I remember, it seemed to me like Dougie was about my age. And he wasn't that great a hockey player. But anyway, so his father got this hockey team going, Jersey Creamliners. I remember nice white sweaters and everything. So Dougie could play hockey anyway. But I wouldn't put that in the book.
Yeah.
But I remember that.
That was mentioned actually somewhere else.
Was it? Oh, there you go.
Well, about the fact that there was a team. Yeah,
yeah.
That they had a team, but it wasn't the same. Yeah.
And I can remember... Now Hugh Mackay up there, eh? The big brown house on the left.
Yeah.
Well, I remember.
Keep talking. I'm just getting a cough.
I don't know. Well, my dad was like I said, a carpenter, and they built quite a few houses around Rossi with the distant cousin Joseph Henderson. I don't know if you ever heard tell of him or not.
Yeah, he's famous.
Yeah. Anyway, this summer, in behind that house of Hugh Mackay's, there was I don't know what it was, a house for the staff. I was going to say the driver. What do you call those people?
Chauffeur,
yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, they were building the house for the gardener. And so they hired me and my brother to dig the basement.
Right.
And it was all kind of sand. It was great. We had the horse and the scoop. And I thought to myself, this is going to be the best ever when you can have a house for for the hired help, you know.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So Joseph was your cousin?
Well, yeah, not real close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think he only had one daughter.
Really?
Muriel. Her name, she married, her name was McCracken.
Oh,
Muriel,
okay.
McCracken.
Right.
They there was two Hendersons. There was Joseph and James.
Mm-hmm. Did he work with his brother?
No. James was a farmer.
Mm-hmm.
He lived just next door to Joseph.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And he had a lot of land. Like, I don't know, what's it called now? That little, what we used to call Salmon Creek. I don't know what it's called now, maybe. But there's a little point out there. Used to be called Henderson Point.
On the river, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not Sagamore Point.
Yes, that's
okay.
It. It was Henderson Point.
Mm-hmm.
And he owned all that.
Okay.
This James.
Mm-hmm.
And then he owned way back out on the other way. And he was a farmer.
Just a minute. Let's see. I've got one of the maps here.
No doubt that
from
was.
From the original?
No doubt that was a grant, too. I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't go back that far.
I don't know if it would show it back that far. That's right. So, where are we talking? No, it wouldn't be that far. Yeah. No, these are the Fairvale.
No, it would be back here somewhere. This is the... No,
there's Ross and Fairvale. So there's Joseph Forrester, Chase, Allward. So these are back further. But there would be... That would be Sagamore, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right there. Joseph, I wonder what Joseph means.
Joseph Forster.
Oh, Forster.
200 acres. William Chase, 200 acres. But this was like around 1790.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it's interesting to see this map.
I was wondering who was here. That's where we would be. Somewhere.
That's right, yeah. It's fascinating to see. See, these are all the original grants.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all divided.
There's no Hendersons there.
Nope, not yet. They're still thinking about it. So he owned that land.
Yes.
Be interesting. What do you think of all the development there today?
Yeah, some pretty expensive real estate over there in that area, that's for sure.
Well, people, I think, appreciate the water more.
Oh,
I guess,
yes.
You know,
yes, that's right.
We took it for granted, I think. But yeah. Well, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Well,
now you told me some interesting things, actually.
I feel kind of remiss because I did a lot.
No, because like I said, I'd ask the questions. You filled in. There's some information there that can be used.
Well, I'm glad.
Yes, yeah.
And I thought I'd set you loose on Ramona there. That'd be good, but I'm late.
No, so okay then. I guess I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
Well, good luck with your book.
Thank you. Well, I'll turn that.